This is KNKX News. 50 years ago, Sunday, on March 8, 1970, Native American activists took siege of Fort Lawton in Seattle's Magnolia neighborhood. Like the Indians who were occupying Alcatraz at the time, they were claiming their right to the land. KNKX reporter Paula Whistle talked with a man who was there.
Randy Lewis remembers when Bernie White Bear, who's since passed away, asked him to be part of the Fort Lawton takeover.
I said, well, does it look dangerous? And he goes, a little. I said, okay, sure.
Lewis, who grew up on the Colville Indian Reservation, was a college student at the time. He says the plan was to stake a claim to more than 500 acres at Fort Lawton the federal government had announced was being surplused. It was land the city hoped to buy for a park. Anyway, around 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, Lewis and about 100 others piled into cars and drove there.
Then we went in, we entered the fort to secure a claim, and all heck broke loose. We didn't realize there was 3,700 MPs still housed there.
He says the MPs or military police chased them and hit them with nightsticks.
I mean, there were people who were, had their shoulders broken.
He says people were detained, then released, and ordered off the fort. But for the next several weeks, Lewis and the others would come back several times, once at night, by scaling cliffs that come up from the beach. This time, the military police arrived in riot gear. A film made at the time captured the scene.
A few, including the movie cameraman, fled back down the cliff, pursued by MPs. The others waited, allowing themselves to be taken away without resisting.
Within a month, the Indians agreed to stop their takeover attempt. They moved their fight to the political arena. They successfully lobbied for 40 acres. That's where Daybreak Star Indian Cultural Center sits. Most of the rest of the land became Discovery Park. Lewis says what happened at Fort Lawton was just one piece of the broader struggle for hunting, fishing, and human rights. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.